الله أكبر.
Mr. President, I'd also would like to welcome the distinguished ambassadors of Colombia and New Zealand and wish success for them. Mr. President, thank you for providing a revised version of the draft program of work which contained in the document CDWP 633 and 634. The CD has been facing a very consequential deadlock for more than two decades because of the absence of political will, particularly on the part of nuclear weapon states, to focus and work on the CD's core mandate. It is regrettable that we are repeating ourselves year after year without moving an inch forward to agree on program of work, which enabled CD to start its substantial work and consider elements of legally binding instruments. The CD cannot move forward without a balanced and comprehensive program of work on core issues. Unfortunately, the CD has been forced into distraction by certain states through tabling unnecessary and divisive notions that have nothing to do with the CD's substantive work in its or its program of work. Mr. President, we believe that the proposed decisions regarding establishment of subsidy bodies and their mandate, and the proposed decisions on the subsidy bodies coordinators and subsidy bodies timetables should be considered without any connection with so-called presidential statement as a package. We already actually made our objection in this regard very clear during the plenary and bilateral consultations with you, Mr. President. My delegation said in previous plenaries that the draft program of work and the decisions to implement it could be a good basis for work, which of course requires some amendments. We have made some proposals and comments in order to improve the text of the program of work in line with the final document of SSOD1. We clearly, during the meetings and also in bilateral consultations that we have with Your Excellency, we made clear our amendments and comments in this regard. We have noticed that there have been some modifications in the text, and we welcome the change and improvement in the OP7. And although we regret that our proposal have not been reflected in the new versions in full, and we are not satisfied with the new draft, and we regret that the new versions lacks clear statements of the CD's core mandate. But for the interest of the facilitating the start of the substantive work of this body, we are ready to show flexibility and join the consensus for the two decisions. However, it should be emphasized that these decisions only applies to 2021 session and will not make any precedent for the upcoming sessions in future. I thank you, Mr. President.